words here. And these are the days and the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. And then Abraham gave up the ghost. You know, Abraham lived some 175 years, a long life here. And the Bible said that when Abraham came to the end of his life, he gave up the ghost. I mean, Abraham was the man that walked out of the land of the Ur of the Chaldeans. He's the one that answered the call of God. And he pulled up those tent stakes. And it seemed like whenever, probably everyone in his family said, man, Abraham has flipped out. Abraham has lost it all. Abraham is carrying that wife of his to a strange place. Abraham was listening to the voice of God. He was listening to the call of God, and he went to a land that he had never been to before. And when God gave him the promises, the Bible said that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Here's a man that walked after God. And I tell you, there's a lot of people in this world that view men and women that give their lives to God, holy and consecrated and dedicated, whether it's through pastoral or evangelism or whether it's just a grandmama somewhere, living a consecrated life in a closet of prayer. This world views them as crazy. This world views them as simple-minded. But I'm telling you right now, when it comes time to meet God, it's going to pay off to have followed Christ. Amen. Man, salvation's good to live with, but it's a lot better to die with. Praise God. This way called straight, this way called holiness, it's going to pay off after a while. Glory to God. Amen. Now Abraham has come to the place where he's glad that he pulled up those tent stakes. Abraham's glad now. I mean, the tooth of time, the furrows running deep in his face, the silver hair on his head, all testify that the light's about to go out in Abraham's life. I mean, his life is almost over. He has but a few more breaths. He has but a few more heartbeats. But there's a joy in his heart. That epitaph, all is well. I'm glad I chose to follow God. It's paying off now. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. One man said, man, he said, preaching don't pay a whole lot of money. He said, but man, the retirement's out of this world. Glory to God. Sometimes we wonder if living a Christian, a consecrated, a sanctified, dedicated life, we wonder, hey, sometimes it don't seem like it pays off that good down here. Sometimes there's a ridicule. Sometimes there's mockery. Sometimes there's scorn. I mean, that comes with the turf. But man, we're not worried about this turf. We're worried about trying to get on the streets of gold up yonder. And it's going to pay off after a while. And Abraham's now getting ready to reap that reward in the blessed promised land of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just talking to you about what a gathering. Amen. How many of you is wanting to go to the gathering over there? I was thinking in the motorhome a while ago, man, I mean, this is a wonderful gathering here today. I mean, friends and family and loved ones, and I just had some good fellowship, communion, and just love being among God's people. But can you imagine what kind of gathering that's going to be over there when all of God's people get there? Hallelujah to God. We're going to have a good time. No more sorrow. No more heartache. No more trouble. No more pain. No more suffering in this life. Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be wonderful in the land that God has prepared. Amen. Glory to God. But the Bible said that Abraham gave up the ghost. And I got interested in this and got the reading and doing a little background study. And that word there, ghost, was somewhat taken from an Anglo-Saxon word which simply meant guest. How many of you know that there is a guest that is living inside of each of us? The Bible said when God formed Adam in the garden that he breathed into his nostrils the breath of God and he became a living soul. Each of us has a soul that is living inside of us, a guest. And one day that spirit, that soul is going to live forever. Whether it lives in the eternal world of God's blessed city, or whether it lives in the damnable world of the doomed and the lost. There's a soul. I mean, we're not like a dog. I tell you, man, I have nothing against dogs, man. But I tell you what, man, I'm afraid some people spend more time on their dogs than they do their own souls. Amen? Come on now. I mean, I know we just ate and you ain't got time for all this, man. But I'm telling you, man, your soul needs attention. You need to give God the right time that's due to God. Amen? Take time to be holy. I mean, we need to pray and seek God. We need to make sure that spiritual man, we need to make sure that guest in there is taken care of, man. I mean, throw Fifi a bone and get on your knees and pray. Glory to God. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to take time to give unto God that that belongs to God. But Abraham, the Bible said, Abraham, when he got ready to die, the Bible said, and Abraham gave up the ghost. How many of you have ever seen somebody check out of this world that was really ready to meet God? Hallelujah. I mean, just a peace. There's a peace. The Bible said that when Jesus died on the old rugged cross, that he gave up the ghost. I mean, he committed his spirit back unto the Father. Man, I tell you, I stood by the bedside of those that were slipping out of here that was ready to meet God, and they just gave up the ghost. And I like Phil Kidd. Phil Kidd said when his papa died, he said he was a wicked man, and said when he died, said he was screaming. He was kicking. Said a little man that had cancer had taken him, and just, I mean, he said he had dried up to skin and bones. But he said his papa on that bed was screaming and hollering from one end of that hospital to the other. Said he was taking nurses and orderlies and doctors trying to hold him down on the bed. And said he was screaming, somebody put the fire out. I'm burning. Somebody get me out of this fire. I'm telling you right now, morphine's taking a lot of those testimonies. I'm not against medicine, but man, I'm telling you, people used to scream on deathbed, put this fire out. But that ain't how Abraham left out of here. Abraham had already got his ticket. Abraham had already got ready. And the Bible said he gave up the ghost. And that's how he checked out of here. Praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Gave up the ghost. Sister Drager's there in a little town called Barano, not far from where we live. Sister Drager believed God. She believed divine healing. I mean, a saint of God. And when she got up in years and she got disease in her body, started deteriorating her body, and I'm not sure what they called it, but Sister Drigger's got a disease and it caused her to be humped over, and that thing just kind of drew her, and she, you'd see her walking, and she was just real hunched over. Her back was just bent over real bad, and she got to where she walked with a walking cane, and you know, then a walker, and I mean, she went just, her condition just deteriorated right on away, and she finally got bedridden there, and Sister Driggers had to stay confined to that bed, and they put her on hospice there, and the lady there with hospice came out to see Sister Driggers and was talking with her, and she kept giving her the medicine, and somehow the hospice lady found out that Sister Driggers wasn't taking her medicine. And she told Sister Driggers, she said, if you don't start taking your medicine, she said, we're going to cut off all services to you. Sister Drigger said, you do what you got to do and I'll do what I have to do. But on the night Sister Drigger passed away, they had called her family in. And she was laying in that bed. She had been moaning and groaning. She turned her face over against the wall. And she was drawled up and almost like a knot. I mean, she's just like a little ball, just skin and bones laying in that bed. Her children had fussed at her and told her, Mama, why don't you take the medicine? She had held on to what she had committed unto God. And about 1 o'clock that morning, my Uncle Clyde was standing there at her bedside. He said about 1 o'clock in the morning, said Sister Driggers rolled over in that little bed.
and said she straightened her legs out just as stiff as a board. And said those little bony hands went up in the air. And said a smile came on her face. And Brother Malachi Clyde, who was a minister, he said the last words that ever came out of her mouth, he said with eyes that was just gleaming, eyes that, and a smiling face, she said, "Tonight he is my healer." And said those little eyelids closed and she checked out to glory with hands raised up. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. That's how Abraham left out of here. He gave up the ghost and he went to be with his Lord. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. We go into a gathering, church, if we hold on to God. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Precious in the sight of the Lord, the death of His saints. Amen. And then, I don't know, Brother Prescott may have preached to you all on the subject here, and if he did, I don't know. Maybe I'm running over already plowed ground here. That's all right. I'm fixing to turn it back to Brother Prescott in just a moment here. But here's the thing that really got a hold to me when I was reading this. The Bible said, "And Abraham gave up the ghost. He died in a good old age and full of years, an old man full of years, and was gathered to his people." He was gathered to his people. I was reading that one day and in my study, man, and that thing just, I got to thinking about it. I said, you know, the only person that Abraham was buried with was his wife. Sarah was the only person laying in that grave with Abraham. But the Bible said he was gathered to his people. But Abraham was a sojourner. He was from the land of Haran. If you'll actually scale that thing, I got pulled out my little ruler there and started scaling that thing off. Over 600 miles away was where Abraham's people was at. That's his homeland, the Ur of the Chaldeans. That's where he came from. That's where all of his uncles and his aunts and his kinfolks were. He died like a pilgrim. He died a stranger in the land of Canaan, buried in a cave in memory. Nobody in that cold, damp cave but his wife, Sarah. But the Scriptures, under the divine inspiration, said he was gathered to his people. Hallelujah to God. Amen. It don't matter where they be. I'd like to be buried with my family. But it don't matter if they throw me out on the old ditch bank. It don't matter if they bury me in a vault. Or they just put me in an old wooden box. It don't matter. God knows how to resurrect us on resurrection morning. We're going to be gathered. What a grand reunion. What a gathering on the shores of glory. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Abraham was gathered unto his people. And the next time we see him is over there where that old Lazarus. The Bible said that Lazarus died on the rich man's doorstep, so to speak. God dispatched a band of angels that came down, picked up that old beggar, carried him up, and where'd he wind up? In Abraham's bosom. Glory to God. He'd already been gathered to his people. That's where I want to go. That's where I want to wind up. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. If we were to ask Abraham when he gets ready to close his eyes, "Abraham, are you glad that you sold out everything? Are you glad you left all? Are you glad you followed God?" He'd say yes. Oh, yeah. Brother James Martin, a good friend of mine from Texas there to do missionary work. Brother James Martin, missionary to the Indians there. And he said a lot of them, when they die, he said that they'll have that grave there, and before they cover that grave off, he said they'll throw all kind of monies and possessions and just very valuable stuff. So, man, they'll just throw all kind of stuff in there before they cover that thing up. Man, naked we came into this world. Naked we're going to check out of here. But I tell you, the only thing you are, some people say that we didn't bring nothing in here and we ain't taking nothing out. I tell you, you're going to take a soul out of here. You're going to take a spirit out of here. And it needs to be well with God. It needs to be covered by the blood. It needs to be washed in the precious crimson flow. That's how we're going to leave out of here. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Brother Kendall, I want y'all to come back and get ready on the music. I'm closing here. I'm not going to be very long. Glory to God. I read about that gathering there in Revelation chapter 5 when it starts talking about the four elders and the four beasts and the 24 elders. And they begin to sing and cry hallelujah to the Lamb. What a great gathering over there. Now, I've heard some people say, well, we're just going to be like numbers over there. Nobody's going to know who nobody is. And man, I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that for a minute. You know, when Jesus was transfigured there on the Mount of Transfiguration and there was Moses and Elijah with him and Peter, James, and John, the inner circle, who told Peter and James and John who Moses and Elijah was? They automatically knew. We'll know one another over there. I said we'll know one another over there. David said concerning that little boy of his that had died, he said he can't come back here to where I am. He said, but I can go to where he is. Do you think David would have been excited about going to meet that little boy that had died if he wasn't going to know who he was? David knew who that little boy was going to be. And David said, I'm going to where he is. In other words, David said, I'm going to the gathering. What a gathering. And you know what I was reading the other day in my study, and I don't know, maybe it don't mean a whole lot to you. But I was reading there where Hannah, after that God had so miraculously given her a child to the one whom was barren, she brought that little Samuel to the Lord. She testified while she was rejoicing. And twice she said, I have lent him right to the Lord. Amen. If I was to lend you my pocket knife, say you can use that for a little while. You know what that means? I mean, I'd coming back to get it after a while.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory to God. She said, I have lent him unto the Lord all of his days. But you know what? Hannah had enough sense to know that on the other side at the great gathering, I'll sit down with my boy and we'll spend time together. Hallelujah to God. Woo! I don't think I'm going to need it until after service. Oh, God. What a gift!
Oh, yeah.
I have led him unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. I don't know about you, and I know this is kind of some rambling thoughts I had this afternoon. I'm like Sister Judy said a while ago. I got my mind made on going to the gathering. I got my mind made up. I'm going to the meeting after a while. This world can do whatever they want to do. I'm planning on checking out of here and going to be with God. Praise God. Brother John and Sister Mary Gaskins, great missionaries to China. He said after his wife there, Mary, had gotten so sick, he said he started down that Yangtze River with her to try to go get help for her. And he said a ways down that river, he said Mary looked up from laying in the bottom of that old hewn out canoe and said, John, go to the bank. He said, no need in going any farther. She said, I'm fixing to leave out of here. And said he pulled that old canoe up on the side of the banks there. And said he found an old shade tree on the banks of that Yangtze River. And said he laid that precious little wife of his down on the ground. They've been doing missionary work for years and years. And she said, John, I'm glad that we sold everything that we had and we came and we've won what few souls we could win for the kingdom. She said, I have no regrets. And he said, as he stood there, knelt down beside her and said, he brushed that beautiful face of hers. Said she slipped out, went to be with God. He said he went back to the canoe and he took the paddle out of the canoe and he dug her grave up under that old shade tree. Didn't have a box, didn't have a casket, didn't have any formal way of burying her in that burning hot sun. He said after he dug the hole, he took some tree limbs and branches and just tried to make a nicer thing in the bottom of the hole and said he laid her precious body on those old tree branches and said he started covering her up with dirt. And he said he covered everything up but her face. And he said after he had wept for several hours, he just said he finally on his knees praying. He said he took the last little bit of dirt and covered up his wife's face. And he said, I left her there till resurrection morning. Glory to God. But after resurrection morning, man, you talking about a gathering. I mean, you talking about a gathering when the sea give up their dead. Where God knows where every bone is. God knows where every hidden grave is. God knows where every man that died in a coal mine cave in. God knows. And what a gathering. 10,000 times 10,000. They're going to sing on the shores of heaven. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. What a gathering. I'm planning on going. How about you? Amen. Glory to God. I want us to come in these altars right here and let's just worship the Lord. What a gathering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise
when we think of party, we think of forever. It seems like we'll never see our love once again. But if we'll be faithful, we have this assurance that we are reunion and our journey's end. Someday.